Indonesian National Police spokesman Nanang Soekarno says the bombing attacks on the Marriott and Ritz-Carlton hotels in Jakarta on Friday were the work of Jamaah Islamiyah. The group with ties to al-Qaeda has carried out dozens of bombings in Indonesia in the past decade, including a 2002 attack in Bali that left more than 200 people dead, mostly foreign tourists. He told reporters Sunday an exploded bomb left in a guest room of the Marriott Hotel, which was attacked along with the nearby Ritz-Carlton, resembled explosives used in Bali and one discovered in a recent raid on an Islamic boarding school. Sydney Jones, an analyst with the International Crisis Group, says Nordin Top, a Malaysian who leads the most militant faction of Jamaah Islamiyah, is the likely organizer of the attacks.
Nordin is the only person of the various leaders of radical groups in Indonesia who is continued to be determined to attack Western targets and particularly American targets.
Jones says Nordin has used suicide bombers in the past, like the ones used in Friday's attacks. And she says before the bombing, police had some intelligence indicating Nordin may have been planning something.
It was clear in the last 2 weeks that something was afoot, and the police were very actively searching this area in south central Java called Cilacap, because they believed that some of Nordin's associates were active there. And we now know that there is a linkage between the explosive materials used in these hotel bombings with some of the materials found in Cilacap by the police.
But Jones says Nordin Top may have split from the main Jamaah Islamiyah organization, or JI, which had recently turned away from violence because it was turning public opinion against them.
The bulk of JI members are not interested in violence now because they regard this kind of bombing as counterproductive. They need to rebuild their organization, and you do that by recruiting new members through religious outreach. This kind of bombing does not bring you any new members. It creates outrage in the community.
Jones says bombing the Marriott Hotel, which was also attacked in 2003, was probably meant to demonstrate that their group is still active and able to penetrate the increased security. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.